Art and activism have always gone hand in hand for experimental sound artist Alan Moore. Arts correspondent Brianna Groh talks with Moore about his upcoming live performance that draws from the oral histories of Black McLean County residents.
Chicago-based experimental sound artist Alan Moore says after the atrocities committed against people of color in 2020, he wanted to find a way to mark the moment.
I do think that, like, it's important to make a statement and make work about, like, yeah, what's going on? What is happening during this pandemic?
Moore's statement takes the form of a free Sonic Arts performance streaming live at 7 p.m. Saturday, April 24th. Moore says many people were forced to grapple with the reality of racism in 2020, something he was all too familiar with growing up.
You know, I was talked to and told as a young man before I was even 10 multiple times about the importance of Black my like skin and what I'm doing and what I'm not doing. Specifically, remember I had a toy gun and like my aunt was like, you cannot walk around with that. You cannot play with that in public.
Moore's previous works have featured speeches from historic Black activists like Malcolm X, but the personal is also political. And this time, Moore plans to draw on more than his own stories to illuminate the Black experience. Moore will sample the oral histories included in the McLean County Museum of History's Black History Project. Museum Director of Community Education Candace Summers says Black community members started the project in 1984 to preserve their unique history, from living under segregation at the turn of the century to joining the Civil Rights Movement. While anyone can access select transcripts on the museum's website, Summers says Moore's project will give viewers, herself included, a new way to experience those stories.
So a lot of these names are familiar to me, but I've never heard these people's own voices. I mean, this stuff is in my museum, but it's not like I can just go down there and listen on, you know, on a computer or, you know, a tape recorder.
Moore says his experience interacting with the tapes was an intimate one.
It's like almost a little tough because I've gone through not only just the audio, but just actual like holding these records. It echoes a lot of what I know of my history and like Black history and people of color history. But no matter how much you think you know, when you're going through that and hearing real voices, you're reading real words from like real people. And it's something almost otherworldly about it.
Moore hopes viewers will have a similar reaction to his performance.
I think the audio, the nature of it, some of it will be uncomfortable. I want people to really understand the importance of like me being a Black person standing in front of these people, like performing, but ultimately like a statement of resiliency, like I am here, we are here.
The performance is the culmination of a year's worth of work as an artist in residency at Point Forward. Eddie Brettweiser is the founder and director of the Bloomington-based nonprofit. He says artists typically already have a work ready to perform when they approach a venue.
But, you know, we recognize that there's like this really kind of like fragile period where you're trying to conceive and get a new work up off the ground, where you need time and space and money in many instances to make that thing actually come into fruition.
Brettweiser says Point Forward created the Artist in Residency program to not only eliminate the barriers to creating new works, but also provide a physical space to share those works. Before the pandemic, that place was supposed to be the McLean County Museum of History, offering a unique setting with unmatched acoustics. Brettweiser says while he's looking forward to hosting live performances again, the partnership is about more than just a venue.
The arts are an important component of keeping us rooted in our history and keeping history relevant and continuing to like shed light on ways in which we're living history day in and day out.
Alan Moore says that's exactly why he chose to include the voices of the Black History Project in his performance. He says it would be beneficial if more people were willing to take a hard look at the past.
It's enraging to see the same things and to grow up and hear people saying that, oh, you know, things are getting better. But the same things that were happening in the past, you know, during civil rights, you know, like it's still happening now. And I think what's happened now is that it's just revealed in the media the reality to the rest of the human population.
Moore hopes his work will inspire viewers to keep engaging with history, lest the current moment remain just a moment. I'm Brianna Groh.
Alan Moore's performance will stream online at 7 p.m. April 24th. For details on how to tune in, follow Point Forward. That's pt.fwd on Instagram and Facebook.